What's going on, family? It's been a while since I came back on and talked some realness with y'all. I appreciate everybody who's been listening. I appreciate everybody who's giving ratings. I appreciate everybody who's sent me messages. You gotta understand that everything I shared in this podcast was on my time, and it was never with an intended audience in mind. And I'm not one that's gonna ever speak when silence is needed for myself. Doesn't mean I abandoned those that were, you know, that followed my stuff and they felt like they needed a little bit more. But those who follow me know that I cannot speak on things unless I'm right. And this last year, a couple months, has been a trial and tribulation period that has really matured my methodology, I should say, of how to approach spirituality, right? First and foremost, I want to remind people I'm not a guru. I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. I'm not here to tell you what's going to work best for you. The entire purpose of this podcast, The Alchemy of Self, was to teach people that they have the power within themselves to connect with the truth, to connect with the source of power of everything, and to allow themselves to continue to live a world, but live a world a little bit better equipped. I have no desire of becoming famous. I have no desire of people looking at me like a guru, because I'll mention it again, I am not a guru. I'm someone who was lucky enough in their life to have an intervention show them that there is so much more than we believe or we are told. I could sit here and I could politicize. I could say audacious statements that would probably bring my podcast to greater heights. I could say so many things just to get more people to watch or listen. But that's not why this podcast was made in the first place. This podcast was made in the first place with the intention of always providing people with truth. The reason I have been AWOL for so long has been because the truth became a little bit obscured in the last 2 years after COVID. That does not mean that the truth changed, but my ability to gauge the truth changed. And I cannot come on here with the same confidence as I did before and tell you what the truth was, because I've matured. And I expect every single one of my listeners to have matured. And I expect all of us to be at a greater level of understanding than we were before. So the question remains, what is left now? What is left now is every single thing that we have been doing for ourselves. There are no gurus anymore. The gurus are dead. The teachers are dead. Anybody still out here preaching? They're dead. And I don't mean dead like physically dead, as you guys can obviously understand. I mean that lifeline that you used to get from that is dead. It's no longer. With the pause that they did in COVID, they created a brand new reality. I work in HR. You can feel that change on even a professional level. They give the fancy terms like, oh, it's a candidate market now. No, what it is people are sick and tired of living and bullshitting with the, you know what I'm saying? People don't care anymore about this shit. They want to live their lives. We have to realize that we create the future. Everything we give attention to. I'm not even going to say it because I could sit here and talk about everything that's happened in the last couple of days. I really could. But what is that going to do? It's just another hot take. What is that? What is that doing? It's doing nothing. Why is it that they only give us things to come together when it's painful? Where's the joy? I haven't heard the word joy in over 5 years, actually. The focus is no longer on uncovering deep, dark secrets of society. My podcast has everything you need to understand about that shit. And I'm not saying I have the holy word. I'm saying it's a good fucking start. And you can hate me for it. You can say whatever the hell you want about the way I went about explaining things to people. There's a reason why I don't delete my episodes. I don't delete the episodes because at some point, that's where I was at. And this is where it is. And the thing is, if you stick around for the whole thing, you'll see the bigger picture. If you only come in for an episode or two, you might talk some shit about me. And that's fine. Kudos to you. What are you doing, though? Sincerely, what are you doing? And that's the message of this episode today. What happened the last couple of months is unforgivable, but it's a result of demonic action. I want you to understand that. This is not somebody that went off on a whim or somebody with mental illness. I'm always going to tell y'all, there is a world that you cannot see that exists parallel to this world. The ancients told us about this consistently. And this entire world, the way they program and package it, is to make us forget that fact. So, my past methodology was to shame, not in a bad way, but just really make it ridiculous so that you would understand how ridiculous it sounds. But I'm not going to do that anymore. This new season coming up, summer 2022, I'm releasing 15 episodes. 2 episodes per week, all summer. Hold me to it. And it's going to be a conversation. Because I have nothing left to sit here and preach. Because I realize I'm not a preacher. But I am blessed with a perspective that gives light to things. And we are all blessed with different things. And if we all sat down and instead of following people, followed ourselves, we would be contributing every single thing that we were meant to contribute. But the whole system of following followers and leaders, it's some bullshit. Consider this a declaration of war. And it's a declaration of war against anybody who's bullshitting. It's a declaration of war against anybody who's trying to use spirituality just to get rich. It's a declaration of war of everybody who knows what they're doing is wrong. I'm coming for everybody. I'm coming for everybody. And that does not mean I'm going to hunt them. It's just the words and the truth is going to speak for themselves. So if you out here spreading misinformation, just know if I catch wind of it, I'm going to hold you to it. I want to know where you got your sources from. And I don't mean books. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean books. For too long, I preached and I did practice. But then I preached and I didn't practice. And my life felt the difference. And most people are not willing to accept that as you grow, you could be wrong. The whole purpose of growth is to look back at yourself and appreciate yourself for what you went through, but not to continue down the same pattern. We don't have to sit here anymore and pretend like we are what we are. The world is falling apart. The world now more than ever needs us to be the truest self we can ever be. And this new season coming up is going to be exactly that. And I may lose a bunch of followers and I may gain a bunch of followers, but it doesn't matter. The whole point is we either going to light this bitch on fire or we ourselves are going to burn in that same fire we didn't light when we knew we should have. Peace, blessings to everybody. Ashe. I'm at Hurrighty. Make sure this weekend you don't go crazy. Remember the full moon. The new moon is on Monday. So, do what you gotta do. I promise you, you're gonna be hearing from us. We've been alchemizing for a while. Much love.